Fox and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammy McCormick. In the Middle East, tensions continue to rise because of the violence ongoing there between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. The BBC's Lena Jinjak.
There are people who are fleeing to other cities and some are arriving in Beirut. This whole country is now on alert and on emergency, fearing for more escalation to come.
New FBI statistics show violent crime continues its downward trend from the spike of the pandemic. California's attorney general has filed suit against ExxonMobil for promoting plastic when it knew it likely would not be recycled. Correspondent Ben Tracy.
A lot of us diligently separate out our plastic, but a lot of the single-use plastic, those things are almost never recycled. They basically get burned or they're buried in landfills or they end up as pollution in the environment.
The Dow finished up more than 60 points. CBS News Brief. I'm Cammy McCormick.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It was a busy weekend for politics here in Wisconsin. Friday, Democratic presidential nominee and Vice President Kamala Harris was in Madison. She filled the Alliant Energy Center to capacity with more than 10,000 people. Saturday, Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde held a few events. And also Saturday, Senator Tammy Baldwin held an event in Richland Center with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Meanwhile, Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill to help businesses who rely on a cold, snowy winter when we don't exactly get one. We had a mild winter last season, slowing down tourism. Seven counties across northern Wisconsin lost an approximate $6.5 million. And because of climate change, it's likely these warmer winters will happen more and more. The Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act would help small businesses qualify for disaster relief when they don't have the weather they need to thrive. And here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A laundry basket of clothing spontaneously combusted on Friday, causing Marshfield Fire and Rescue to respond. It happened at the Tower Hall Apartments, where clothing exposed to cooking oil was laundered, then dried in a dryer. The resident called the fire department after they found their clothes on fire in the laundry basket. No one was injured, and minimal water was used to extinguish the fire. Following our upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, September 24th. In Portage County, the Solid Waste Management Board will meet at 4 p.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Room 5. The Planning and Zoning Committee meeting will follow at 5. The Village of Whiting will hold their Public Works and Parks meeting at 6. There will be a family fun night at McMillan Library on Tuesday. Mark Hayward's family comedy show will be in the library's Fine Arts Center from 6 to 7. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Green Bay wins back-to-back games with a backup quarterback. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. For the second straight week, Malik Willis guided the Packers to victory, a 30-14 win over his former team, Tennessee. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has come up big for Green Bay.
Hats off to him. Hats off to everybody around him. Guys rallying, having his back. You know, I think Tom Clements does a great job, and, you know, I'd be remiss to say Connor Lewis and Sean Mannion, just the help they've given him, the support. Jordan Love's been instrumental as well, just giving him the tips and hanging right by his side and helping him out all along the way.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Next up, the Packers play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Brewers made an impressive comeback, its largest in 20 years, by rallying from down 8-0 in the third inning to win 10-9 over Arizona on Sunday. Next up, three games on the road in Pittsburgh before finishing the regular season with the Mets at home. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear this evening, increasing clouds overnight. Cool lows in the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, highs in the low 70s. Mostly sunny Wednesday, high into the mid-70s. And sunshine continues into Thursday, highs upper 70s. It's 69 degrees right now.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to give a shout out to Scott from Shorewood, who came by after the show yesterday and dropped off the new Matt Nair on air mascot. He has a friend who has a 3D printer, and they made Elon Musk's Jabba the Hutt. So Elon the Hutt.
You can tell that he grew up the prince of an apartheid king. It's amazing.
I'm sure this won't get us banned from Twitter.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. I will start the show and then pass the hosting baton to my friend and ongoing contributor, Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. It will be spectacular. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, September 23rd, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today, we're going to speak to our good friend, CEO of Your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns, will be with us. Looking forward to that. But I cannot think of a better way to start off the week here at Midday Magazine, talking to some of our favorite people. My second home, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We are talking with the opening show of the 24-25 season, kicking off 50 years of Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, Drinking Habits. We're here today with the opening show with the cast of Drinking Habits. We're going to talk to some of the actors, give you a little bit of an idea of what the show is like, and tell you how you can get tickets and support local theater. I want to start off this segment, as I'm going to throughout the season, reminding our audience here in Wisconsin that Wisconsin this year finished last in the arts when it came to funding the arts. Out of all 50 states in the union, Wisconsin came in last. Now, I am a transplant, but I have learned one thing living half my life in Wisconsin. Wisconsinites are proud of being from Wisconsin. Wisconsinites are proud of Wisconsin. Show your pride, everybody, and support the arts. Let's make it so the next time they do this survey, Wisconsin is in the top 10 of funding the arts, supporting the arts. Got a lot of great artists in this state. We want to support them, and we got some of them with us right now. Let's dive right in. I'm going to let you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves first, and then we'll get into a bit of a synopsis of the show, and you can tell me a little bit about your characters. And we're going to go ahead and just do this chronicle. We'll just go right down the aisle here like this. So go ahead and jump right up to the mic, and just like it's the stage, go ahead and hit it and give us the name of your who you're playing and your name and, you know, who you're playing.
All right. So
and do it better than I just gave you the introduction.
Sure. Okay,
there. I messed up the intro, so you will sound great.
Alrighty. Well, my name is Evelyn, and I'm 18 years old. I'm going to be playing the role of Sister Mary Catherine for this show.
Evelyn, thank you so much. Great job. And you set the bar. Now you guys got the bar set and everything.
I'm Wesley. I'm playing the role of George the Groundskeeper.
Wes, I love your voice, Wesley. Every time you're in here, man, I don't look at you, and you've got such a wonderful sounding voice. You've grown into that voice so well, too, man. That sounds great.
My name's Enrico, and I'll be playing the voice of Father Chenille in this play.
Excellent. Enrico, thank you very much for being here, man. Yeah. And wonderful voice, too, on you. Dang, man. You guys, somebody's going to take my job here pretty quickly. You, young lady, if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself.
I'm Linda Garski, and I will be playing Sister Augusta.
Good to see you, as always, Linda.
I'm Jennifer. I'm brand new at this, and I'm playing Sister Filomena.
Excellent. Oh, well, thank you very much for being here, Jennifer. Appreciate it. Thank you very much for the time. Thank you, all of you, not only for being here, but for putting the time in that you did in rehearsals and all the things that you have done, taking time out of your day to be on that stage and entertain our community. I greatly appreciate every single one of you for doing that. I want to get into a synopsis of the show, and I'm going to put Linda on the spot. I mean, ask Linda about this. I should journalistically mention mention that the De Niro to my Scorsese is Miss Linda Garsky. Not only the best laugh that you're going to hear at WRCT, but one of my favorite people ever. So I journalistically, I feel like I should mention that, Linda, just so the audience knows that ahead of time that I am biased about you. But I do appreciate you taking the initiative here. For the audience that doesn't know what Drinking Habits is, can we give them a little bit of a synopsis of the show?
Sure can. Drinking Habits is about a small cloister of nuns. In fact, there's only three that are trying to stay afloat. The church is talking about making cuts to any inconsequential groups. So the girls have been making wine out of the grapes that they originally planted to make grape juice, and they've been making wine and selling it in their local town. Well, somebody entered it in a contest, which they won, and now two reporters are coming around trying to figure out who won that $500,000 prize, and could it possibly be this little group of nuns? If you like Carol Burnett skits, you'll like this play. It's hilarious. There is nothing in it that should offend anybody of any religion, but it's really, really funny.
Well done. Nicely done. That's a perfect synopsis. And we've all been there. We've all been in this situation before. You're a nun. You're trying to... No. It's such a fun... It's such a fun play that has so much relatability to it, where it's not necessarily something that a lot of us have maybe walked this life or anything like that. But that's one of the things that I think has made it so popular for so many years. It's also a farce. And we love farces. These tend to be really fun shows, not only for the audience, but obviously for the actors. And I think that part is just as important as it is for the audience. The actors having fun, the actors enjoying themselves. That only is going to be it's contagious. It's no different than if you watch a movie and you're seeing a show or something and somebody laughs. What happens? More people laugh in the theater. If the actors on stage are enjoying themselves, more times than not, the audience will. This is a fun show, and I'm curious how the rehearsal process went. We'll get into some of that. But now that we have a little bit of a synopsis and you've given us the names of your characters, can you tell us a little bit about your characters? And Evelyn, again, I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to put you up first, Evelyn. I apologize. But next time when you're in here, you're going to sit over there. I bet. Okay, you're going to sit on the other side or something. But thank you, Evelyn, for kicking this off.
All right. So Sister Mary Catherine is a new nun to the convent, and she's kind of got a little secret that's been weighing her down. She's really guilty about it, and...
Cool. That's pretty good right there.
I'm trying to keep it kind of...
Yes, I'm trying to help. So
I'm not trying to spoil anything.
Yeah. Oh, that was good. I think that was a pretty well done.
There's a romance.
Oh, good. Okay,
so
all right.
That's fun.
Got to add that. Very cool.
She's as sweet as she sounds.
Oh. Wesley, can you tell us a little about your character?
George, the groundkeeper, he's been a groundskeeper his entire life. You know, he's a very simple, faithful man, you know. And so he, in the situation that the monastery comes in, he does his best. He does what he's told and tries to help.
Yeah.
You know, simple, hardworking man.
Right on. Well said. Nice job. Enrico, can you tell us a little bit about your character?
Sure. I'm playing Father Chenille. He's the priest, the head priest of the convent that's there, but he's oblivious to everything that is going on. So it's pretty funny. I try not to give too much away, but definitely come out, check it out, and you're going to have a good laugh, especially with all the characters.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Linda.
I am playing Sister Augusta, who is something of a pistol, I would call her. She's kind of the Lucy to Philomena's Ethel. We've discussed this before. And it generally, if somebody's going to start some trouble, it's going to be Augusta.
It's nice to see that they don't type you, Linda.
I'm so soft-spoken normally.
Thank you. That was great. Jennifer, can you tell us a little about your character?
Well, I'm playing Sister Philomena. And I am just Sister Augusta's sidekick. I'm right there to support her in all her little antics.
Right on. Well done. And Jennifer, I'm going to stay with you for a second, if you don't mind, because now I'd like to do a little bit of a survey. How many of you, this is your first show with WRCT? Raise your hands here and everything. And I know this is an audio medium, everybody. I'll work with the audience in a second to let you know what hands were raised. I'd like to go to you two, if you don't mind, and find out what brought you to Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater and made you want to try out for the show. Jennifer, if you don't mind kicking that off.
Sure. I have always supported the theater and gone to many of the shows and so totally enjoyed it. And a friend of mine has been part of the community of the theater, and he was just encouraging me to try out. And so I just jumped out of my little security thing here and gave it a whirl. And then John offered me a part, and I was very surprised.
And we're very happy that you accepted that role. We're happy that your friend encouraged you to do that. And I'm very proud of you for jumping out of that comfort zone and doing this. Good on you.
Thank you.
I really do mean that. It's great. Really cool to see. Good on you. And thank you again for joining us today.
Yes, thank you.
Enrico, you raised your hand. This is your first show with the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. What made you want to come down?
Well, 20-some years ago, I used to be big in the theater with Advanced and things like that. But then I joined the military, so I was, you know, all over the world, couldn't really get back into it. And now that I recently got out, me and my wife discussed it. And, you know, this wasn't originally in our docket to actually audition for this play. We were looking forward to some future plays that are going on here pretty soon. But we were like, you know what, let's just go down. We'll try out, we'll audition, we'll mess around. And sure enough, we landed the role. So we're like, okay, well, we're stuck with this now. And we're just, we're having a lot of fun. We got a good supporting crew. The cast members, all of them, they're all awesome. So, and I think we've got a really good show for everyone.
Appreciate your service. Thank you for that. And appreciate you all continuing that by, you know, putting up with us and my questions
of course.
Hanging out with us and dealing with theater people and all those things. I really do appreciate
it. I've missed the theater scene, and it's something I've always wanted to do my whole life. So now that I'm slowly getting back into it, we'll see how it takes off. So
right on. Out.
Got plenty of them.
Right on, man. And thank you. Thank you. Now, we're kind of reverse that question a little bit here. For those of you vets, you guys that have been doing this for a while, your second, maybe your 20th show or something like that. Evelyn, Wesley, I'd like to ask you guys what keeps you coming back to Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. And for the audience, I'm sure you guys can tell from their voices, you guys are a bit younger. You're probably the youngest people in the room here and everything. So I think that's noteworthy, and I'll come back to why. But why do you guys keep coming back? Evelyn, let's start with you.
All right. So this is actually my third show with WRCT, and I will continue to keep coming back, and I will preach for everyone to try out, because it's just the community, the people here, they're so nice, and it's just, I feel so close with them. I jumped right into this theater here right when I moved, and just finding that community and those people, my friends, it's really great.
It's great to hear. Well done. Well done. And that's really good to hear. Wesley, how about you?
Well, the same thing Evelyn said. You know, it's good to be involved in the community that you actually do something and accomplish with, other than just the people that you work with. Because, you know, we're here to achieve something that's greater than just having a job and getting money.
Well said.
You know, I want to be involved. Everyone should try to be involved in the community in some way.
I think you touch on something there that it took me decades to learn. And you know, I want to put in my community. I want to give back. How can I do that? I'm not a doctor. I'm not able to work in law enforcement or some of these things. This is the skill set I have. What can I do with this skill set to give back to my community? We find different ways to do that. This is one of the ways to use your skill set to give back to your community. It's a really good point to bring up. And one we don't get to touch on very often, man. And again, you got that way earlier than I did, man. Nicely done. Nicely done. Linda, as somebody who is doing their 959th show. No, but somebody who's been doing this for a while, and this is not just me speaking. I've talked to many people about you and your career over the years, over the decades and everything. Your legacy is set. You have nothing to prove. You've done just about everything there is, whether it's on stage as an actor or even as a director. What keeps you coming back?
this is exactly what keeps me back. All the new friends that I get to make all along. And my probation officer told me I had to. No, I'm just kidding. I was off probation 2 years ago.
I missed you.
Seriously, I've met wonderful people here, and some of the best friends that I have are with WRCT outside of my family, you know. And I just enjoy it so darn much. And seeing the excitement on the faces of new people when they get their first laugh or first applause is so worth it every time. Mm-hmm. It's great.
I appreciate that. All of you guys, thank you so much for that feedback and everything. Because while we're here to promote Drinking Habits, which you can get your tickets for, it's going to premiere this Friday, September 26th, Friday and Saturday this week. The new schedule, I had to double check, but 7 o'clock shows, September 26th and 27th, and you can get your tickets at wrctheater.org. While we're here to promote that and make sure that you guys have a great audience every single night, we want to also include new people to come down to audition and be a part of things at WRCT. I should legally remind or let people know, though, if you come out for a show, you will be back. You will come back, and you will come back again and again, as we have given you evidence of today. It's one of the things that we pride ourselves on at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. You're going to want to come back and take in these shows. With the rehearsal process, I always like to let people know about that part, too, because I don't believe that it is, while I don't make light of anybody taking an hour out of their day or their personal life, I do think that the time commitment that a show asks of isn't that much of a great big time commitment either. Linda, how often did you guys rehearse, and for how long?
We have been rehearsing Mondays through Thursdays from 6 until 8, 8:30, depending on how long we need. This one, we're putting this one together in 6 weeks, so it's a good thing we got really good people here, but we're ready to go. Mm-hmm. We are ready to go.
Have you hit that point, guys, where you're just, okay, give me an audience. I want an audience now. I'm ready to go now.
I think we're pretty close.
I think so.
That's such a good feeling. And it's something that even if, because you got a good-sized cast here, even if there are cast members that don't feel that, that's contagious. And that's such a good feeling to have. I'm so darn jealous of you guys. I want to be on that stage so dang bad. I miss acting so much. If there are any local grade schools putting on plays and need a tree to just stand there, I'll do it. I just want to act. When it comes to that part of the rehearsal process, and not that big of a time commitment, it's something to keep in mind, too, that when it comes to memorization, that can be something that can be difficult for people and kind of intimidate them sometimes from doing a show. I like to mention that I am a good example of somebody who's had multiple concussions and a number of different things and problems with memorization my whole life. I've been able to do this. I know that a number of people who have struggled as they get older memorizing things have been able to do this before. You're always going to have a supporting company in WRCT that's going to help you through that process. So that's something to keep in mind, too. While there's nobody hitting that stage that isn't giving you everything they've got, this is local theater. It is community theater, and that should always be kept in mind, that while everybody's giving you their A game, this is also something that we're all doing for fun. We're taking time out of our personal lives to enjoy ourselves, and we want to make sure everybody does. Again, if the cast is enjoying themselves, the audience is more likely to enjoy themselves. So that's something also to keep in mind with this. And one other thing that I think is really noteworthy, whether you've ever thought about acting or not, I've run into this a lot when I used to teach at Second City, and a lot of the actors that I've worked with in my life. I've never met an actor who didn't start out nervous. And every good actor I still know is still nervous. I've been doing this job for over 22 years. Before jumping on the air with this team right here, including people that I've worked with many times that I've known, this is pre-recorded. I don't have to worry about live air. Nervous. Got nervous again before I hit the mics and everything. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing, everybody. That's not a bad thing. It means you're engaged. It means you care. It means that it means something to you. The day that you're not nervous, that's the day to start worrying about things. That's the day to start wondering about it. So even if you're just thinking about auditioning or coming down to work behind the stage or something like that, and you're a little nervous, we got you right where we want you. That's a good thing. That's a good thing, everybody. Want you a little nervous. Want you engaged. And want you to be a part of this show. Linda, when it comes to this show, is there anything we should warn the audience about or anything like that? You touched on it earlier that this is a pretty family-friendly show.
It's a very family-friendly show. It's got characters that anybody will like. I don't think that there's an age group that will feel bored by this because there's a lot of action going on in this show. Mm-hmm. It's loud, it's boisterous, it's moving continually, not a boring moment whatsoever. I think everybody will love it. There's no weird lighting or anything that's going to trigger anybody.
Yeah.
It should be a lot of fun for everybody involved.
I really do think, I was talking about this off air and on air, I really do think this is such a great way to kick off 50 seasons of WRCT, our 50th year. That is so impressive and so awesome. I brought up and I started this interview the way I did on purpose, talking about the funding of the arts, because in recent years, especially going back to the pandemic, we've lost some of our local theaters. There are some local theaters, even in our area here, that are struggling to hang on. We need local theater. It is one of the greatest ways, not only for the audience, for community members to support community members and to entertain community members, but one thing I was touching on before that I want to come back to is what theater can do for people. The confidence it can build in people, the people skills that you can grow. There's so many different things that whether you've ever thought about being on stage or not, there are a million incentives and a million reasons to give theater an opportunity, give it a try, and see how it can benefit you in your personal life, in your day-to-day business life even. There are so many, I have evidence to show that, well, this leads to this. This is one of those things with theater. And, of course, keeping in mind that if you don't want to be on the stage, that's fine too. We're always looking for people behind the stage and behind the scenes to be a part of these things. So while you can't be a part of Drinking Habits, you can take in the show. We do want to say a big thank you to other cast members that weren't able to be here today. That made that sound much darker than I meant to. They just couldn't be here scheduling wise. I'm sorry. We send a shout out to them. Certainly want to send out a shout out to John Young, your guys' director. Appreciate the work that he has put into this as well. And real quick, I do want to, before we wrap up, I did want to mention that upcoming, I'm talking about all these opportunities for you to be a part of shows and everything, everybody. Well, White Christmas is right around the corner. The holiday production from WRCT. Auditions will be October 7th and 8th. You can get your audition sheet. You can find out more about that production by going to wrctheater.org. Be sure to go there to get your tickets as well, because it is coming up, everybody. It is go time. The first 50th season of Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater kicks off this weekend, September 26th and 27th, with Drinking Habits. It hits the stage at 7 o'clock right there at the WRCT Auditorium. You can get tickets for that. Keep in mind that we have a new schedule this year as well, Linda, doing things a little bit differently. So we will have shows on, and this is the way it's going to be all season. We'll have shows on Friday and Saturday, 7 o'clock, or I'm sorry, shows on Thursday and Friday, 7 o'clock shows, and then a show on Saturday that is a 2 o'clock matinee. So that'll be the same way week to week. Both those weeks will be that way. So get your tickets for these shows. Keep in mind there are no reruns in theater. Every show is unique and different, so see multiple shows as much as you can and support this cast. You guys, thank you so much for joining me today. Break a leg. Enjoy yourselves. Say hi to the rest of the cast for me and everything, and I'll see you guys out on that stage.
Thank you.
Thank you, James.
Thank you. Again, get your tickets for Drinking Habits. It premieres this Thursday and Friday. Get those tickets at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine. I do too many shows. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Studies show more than half of college students across America have used artificial intelligence. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. At first, it seemed like people were really worried about students plagiarizing and using the work of platforms like ChatGPT. But employers are asking colleges to get students familiar with the technology. They say they need it in the workforce. Students enrolled at Wisconsin's technical colleges this fall may take a course where AI is the star of the classroom. Officials say it could help produce a more robust pipeline of workers in the Badger State. Layla Merrifield, president of the Wisconsin Technical Colleges System.
Here in Wisconsin, we really have a structural workforce shortage, and our demographics are telling us that that will continue. And what we're seeing, it's really upskilling the workforce.
Merrifield says manufacturers are making it clear they want a workforce that knows how to use AI. And that's what you need to know here in Wisconsin. Now here's some news from closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Average gas prices rose last week in Wisconsin for the first time in several weeks. Gasoline prices have risen 6.5 cents, with an average across the state of $3.03 per gallon. This is still 21.3 cents lower than a month ago, and over 54 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say the increases should be temporary, with declines returning in the days and weeks ahead. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.84 to $3.02 per gallon. You may soon receive a juror qualification questionnaire for 2025 from the Wood County Clerk of Circuit Courts. It will arrive in an envelope with official mail stamped in red. Everyone will need to complete these questionnaires online. You'll find the website and your login ID on the questionnaire you receive in the mail. You'll need to complete and return the questionnaires even if you don't believe you qualify. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you can stomach the topic, there will be a new docuseries about Sean Combs. The New York Post reports that the Investigation Discovery Network is behind the series. The creators of Quiet on the Set, the Dark Side of Kids TV docuseries, will produce. Quiet on the Set exposed the toxic behind-the-scenes environment on some popular kids shows. The project does not have a title yet, but will feature alleged victims. Teachers don't get paid nearly enough unless they're on TV. The cast of Abbott Elementary received a lot of critical acclaim through the show's first three seasons. It's all paying off now as they are getting what Deadline reports are major salary bumps. The Abbott cast won the Acting Ensemble Award for Comedy of the 2022 Screen Actors Guild Awards. The show has also won multiple Emmys and Golden Globe Awards. The show's fourth season premieres Wednesday, October 9th on ABC. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear this evening, increasing clouds overnight. Cool lows in the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, highs in the low 70s. Mostly sunny Wednesday, high into the mid-70s. And sunshine continues into Thursday, highs upper 70s. It's 69 degrees right now.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we talked to Julie Lassa with more ways that the Biden-Harris administration has been investing in Wisconsin's smaller towns and the rural economy.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, September 23rd, 2024. Have your host, James, with you. And right now, we are joined by our good friends from the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. We have CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns, with us. Terry, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thank you so much for being here. And before we dive into the campaign and some other things, Terry, you brought a new friend with you.
I did. Well, old friends, new role for her for United Way. Today, I have with me Shalina Walschlager, and Shalina is a member of our board of directors, and probably the biggest hat she gets to wear this year is she is our volunteer campaign chair. So yeah. I'm going to give her an opportunity to just, you know, tell everybody about her a little bit, where she works, who she's representing, and then we'll talk about why campaign.
Shalina, thank you very much for being here. Appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
So, as Terry said, what made you want to do this? And just an extension of that, being on the board as well as doing something like this position.
So United Way has always been near and dear to my heart. I started being involved in United Way, I don't know.
I think like 2017,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, like 2017.
Yeah.
But back when I first started donating, Terry came to my work, which is Smurfit West Rock in Adams, and I had a coworker, and I said, hey, do you donate to United Way? And she was like, well, yeah, it's a really good cause. And I said, really? I said, well, what do they do for the community? Because I was new there, didn't really know. And she said, I actually had a house fire, and we lost nearly everything, and United Way was one of the few that came to help me. And I said, really? And she's like, yeah. She's like, ever since then, I have always donated, always been involved. And it was because of her story that I became involved. And then, yeah, in 2017, Terry asked me if I wanted to be on the board. And it's been like hook, line, and sinker ever since.
You know, though, Shalina's been a really great volunteer in that she's willing to step up, you know, because I experience that sometimes when you're trying to coordinate a board full of volunteers and people are busy, right? Mm-hmm. We all know that you both currently serve on board. So you so you get that. But when we've said, hey, you know, we really need a vice president. We need, you know, I need this. So Shalina's already been our vice president and the president of the board and past president, which makes her part of the executive committee. And then when I said, all right, guys, need a campaign chair for next year. You know, this was probably last fall. And she said, you know, I'd really like to try. So, you know, I think that that's really important, too, is we need in nonprofits hand raisers, people who are willing to say, yes, I will do what you need me to do. You know, I want my whatever it is, my time on the board, my service to the community to be active. And that's not everybody. Not everybody wants to stand up in front of, you know, a bunch of people and talk about why. Not just how it personally impacts them, but then to ask that hard question of, you know, will you give, right? Yeah. Join me in giving. Because sometimes that's just hard to put out there. So, you know, this has been really great that Shalina's, you know, been part of the board and sees the work and learns from coworkers, but then also, you know, is willing to be like, I'll do whatever you need me to do. So we need more of those.
Well said. And I appreciate both of you touching on these points. And Shalina, your backstory there a little bit, because one of the things we're doing here is certainly promoting United Way, reminding people of all the great things United Way does. But we always look for opportunities to remind people that, hey, we do need more people in our community to step up, being on boards and being a part of things. And all of us look at our schedule, our week ahead, and we're like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to fit all of that into my week or my day. But we find the time for the things that matter. And it seems like, Shalina, where being a board member, certainly you put the time in for that. Now you're going above and beyond, as you've already had, by doing this and putting even more time into this. So not only do we appreciate that, but I am curious, what made you go that extra mile, that extra step there for this?
Well, I have a very good support system at home, and I want it to be a good role model for my children too, and I want to show them that volunteering is extremely important, helping whoever you can, and there's always time in the day. Like, you can always find the time if something's really important to you.
Especially with, and I'm so glad you touched on this, because when I bring up people being on boards or any of those things, it's not just us that are paying attention. It's not just our fellow, you know, our peers. It's kids.
Yeah.
And if we want kids to grow up and do these things, they're going to be more likely to do it if they see mom and dad, if they see adults doing these things. If they don't see them doing them, then we're probably not going to see as much of that. So it is so much about that. And I appreciate you noting that as well. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think something else that's really important is the company that Shalina works for. So Smurf at West Rock is in Adams County, the southern part of our service area. So we serve Southwood and Adams counties. But they are also very supportive of United Way in a variety of ways. Of course, of her time, but then also matching their employee giving and then doing group impact projects. So I don't know if maybe you want to share a little bit about the group impact project that you guys participated in last year, you know, to just kind of give other workplaces an idea of what the opportunities are.
So for our annual Safe Day, we had United Way come in, and what we did is we had all of our employees, they all went through an assembly line, so to speak, and we ended up putting together hygiene kits. So it had what, shampoo, conditioner, lotion, soap, body soap, toothpaste, toothbrush, like everything you need, basically, for the essentials for hygiene.
And in a nice bag.
In a nice bag, yep. And so every employee assembled each one of these bags, and then we ended up donating it.
And then, they went to the food pantry in Adams. They went to the schools, you know, because sometimes there's just kids, you know, that just don't have that stuff at home. And you don't really, you know, you can't just say to a 8th grader, oh, well, if you go over to the dollar store and get this stuff, because they clearly, you know, they don't drive, right? So if you have it to hand off, but that was a really great way, I think, for the employees of the company to hands-on be part of something.
And to show, like, you know, it's just not donating money. Like, we do a lot of nice different things. And in November, we're going to be assembling birthday kits, so to speak, because I don't know. We feel that there are some kids in the community that necessarily don't get their birthday celebrated. So we plan to have probably a cake, box mix, frosting, candle, and maybe a little gift.
And there's a birthday card in there.
A birthday card.
So all of everything that you need to
celebrate your birthday.
I think there's a bag of balloons in there too. But then those kits get assembled, and those also go to the food pantry and to some other, you know, opportunity places for families to get those. But it's kind of fun when think about being at the food pantry, right? Being a volunteer at the food pantry and saying, are there any birthdays in your house this month? And then you can give them, you know, give them that. Like, that's super cool too.
Yeah,
that got me. That I didn't know you were doing that. That really got me. That is really that. This speaks to, again, one of the reasons why not just this station, but I myself put my name on the United Way and so much of what they do. There are big issues in our communities. There are big things going on. The United Way sees those and does what they can with those issues. But there's so many gray areas. There's so many things that we don't think of. Yes, we know people are struggling with food. But what about if you tighten the microscope on that, what other issues are there for people struggling with that? And something like this comes up. And not a lot of people, especially nonprofits where you don't have that much resources or people or anything, you guys continue to find different ways to add to these events, add to our community. I greatly appreciate that. I was one of those kids, man. I get that. I know what that's like. And that's something that we can't really put into words, what it can mean to a kid that wouldn't have something like that otherwise.
Well, yeah, because who would think a box birthday cake is frivolous? But but when you're on that tight of a budget, and when you look at how much groceries are costing and that kind of thing, it's an extra, right? So if Shalina and the team at Smurf at West Rock can assemble those and get those out, and the company pays for the supplies, you know, that's just it's just a huge win for the community, and it's just a little bit. You know, it's not just meeting needs. It's the warm, fuzzy part of meeting needs. You know, it's extra.
Fun. It's you know that you're doing something good for others, and you're getting everybody involved, and you can make it fun.
And Shalina, with your business doing that, did you notice that other employees that maybe whether they donated to the United Way or not, that they enjoyed it, that they were happy to be a part of it, that good feeling in the soul, they got that too?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them had a huge smile on their face, and they would even go through the line again, like, oh, we'll keep helping. It's like, well, we only have like 200 of these to do today. But yeah, we have a lot of really, really great employees that volunteer a lot of their time, too, just for community stuff as well. And whenever we have United Way fundraising at Smurf at West Rock, they're always getting involved. Like, we're going to be doing a chili feed, and I don't know if that'll end up being like a chili cook-off, but a lot of our employees all get involved.
It's a note to all your businesses out there. Being a part of things like this, doing events like this, and working with the United Way can also be not just a great PR move for your business, which is certainly noteworthy, but your employees enjoy these things. And happy employees make for good work and more productivity and all of these things. So it's a win-win kind of situation. And along with also feeling really good to the soul.
Absolutely.
We're speaking with our friends from the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Terry, I wanted to dive right into the McDonald's Day coming up this week and everything. You want us to go there first?
Yeah, sure. So we have our 52nd annual. Can you believe that?
52nd, that's awesome.
Have you been at all of them?
Almost every single one. Almost.
Just kidding. Oh, and wait, this is the serious show. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, sorry, my bad.
I forgot too.
So this is our 52nd annual United Way Day at McDonald's. Couple of things to note that are important is, one, it is at the McDonald's in Wisconsin Rapids, so it is exclusive to that location, and that's outside of our control, right? That is just support from that ownership, and honestly, the original ownership of the McDonald's in Wisconsin Rapids, decided to do this day, well, obviously 52 years ago, but made a big thing about it, and really it's a tradition in the community. I mean, I will see people there this Wednesday that I have not seen since last year on McDonald's Day, and it's really awesome. We appreciate people coming out and joining us. Subsequent ownerships since Mr. Tom Rouse have continued to support United Way in this way with the event at McDonald's. So this Wednesday, September 25th, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., a portion of the proceeds from the Wisconsin Rapids McDonald's will go to United Way to help support the annual campaign. We encourage you to come on out, even if you say you don't eat McDonald's food. Everyone likes some hot fries.
Yes,
let's just be real. If you shouldn't, you still like
them.
But there are, there's many options. Come for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, whatever works. It is all purchases at the local McDonald's. So if you go through the drive-thru, fine. If you like to come inside and see us, we really appreciate that as well. We will have a table set up with some United Way information. We will have a register to win basket so you can come and put your name and phone number down and see if you can win a nice, fun little fall basket that Stephanie from our team put together. And so there's just a great opportunity, but I really encourage you to come on in and say hi. At least two people from our staff will be there the entire day, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. We're just kind of rotating in and out. But we really encourage people to participate in this.
I'm glad you brought up the idea of coming in the building and saying hi. Not only is it a great way to, thank the United Way staff, say a big shout out to them, including the McDonald's staff. They got such hard workers over there. And on a day like that, coming up this Wednesday, they are busy.
Yeah. And it does, it does elevate the amount of work that they're doing. One of the things I will say, if you don't want to come in, just be patient in the drive-thru, right? They normally do about 70% of their business through the drive-thru on a regular day. Mm-hmm. And so then this makes it a little bit more. But remember, there's two lines going. It moves pretty quickly. Otherwise, come on in and see us. And they also have their mobile app. I mean, there's lots of ways that you can help us out on this day. But it is important, and it is a big deal. And we, frankly, we need the resources. We don't want to miss out on any dollars. So don't think to yourself, they're too busy, I'm going to go somewhere else instead. Just come join us and chat with us, and we'll wait with you.
When it comes to those resources you mentioned there, Terry, here's a great opportunity as well. You can read a lot online. You can go to their website, uwswac.org, and read a lot of the things. But you really want to ask questions or talk to somebody, you're able to do that. You're able to talk to Terry. You're able to talk with United Way members. And, hey, what do you guys do about this? Or what do you guys do in the community? And you'll get answers. You'll find out. I remember doing this or seeing you do this at a McDonald's day before. So I know for sure that it's a great way for people to find those things out and learn more about ways that you can impact your community.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, we just welcome the opportunity to visit with community members, and hope that you will consider joining us on Wednesday, September 25th, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
United Way Day at McDonald's. We'll meet you there, everybody. I'm purposely fasting just until then, just so I can.
I haven't had a Big Mac, I think, since last year.
Oh, no.
And then I got it like at the end when I was leaving, because I'm really not going to probably sit there and eat a Big Mac with everybody talking to me. But
I've already decided what I'm ordering.
But it sounds good.
Yeah, it's a Big Mac and fries, exactly what I'm ordering, because I haven't had that in a while either. Terry, I did want to also mention a couple of other big things coming up with the United Way. We have another big one. Day of Caring is right around the corner.
Yeah, so Day of Caring will be on October 26th, and this is an opportunity for you to come on out, join us raking yards for our friends and family in need. So this is for elderly or disabled who don't otherwise have the means to get their yard taken care of for fall. We are currently taking two different registrations. One, if you need your yard raked and you qualify, you don't have the ability to do it on your own, you can give us a call between 11 and 5 at the United Way office, 715 715- 421-0390, or you can simply call 211 to get your yard registered. You do need to tell us how many trees. Sometimes people are startled by this question. Mm-hmm. We want to know how many trees you have in your yard, just because we're trying to get a feel for the volume of leaves mm-hmm. that you might have. Mm-hmm. As a homeowner, you are responsible for having your own bags. They must be paper bags. None of the municipalities take plastic bags anymore. You can purchase those at big box retailers, Walmart, Home Depot, Ace Hardware. You can get those bags mm-hmm. locally, but you, our volunteers, do not bring the bags. You need to provide bags. If you are in a municipality that is just raked to the curb, then that's what we will do, but we follow the rules of your municipality, so you need to check that out between now and then. But if you would like to get registered, we still have room for about 35 yards, so mm-hmm. it is a good time to call, but we do have a good amount of registration already, so that's awesome. The other registration that we're taking is for volunteers. Mm-hmm. We are looking for rakers. This can be individuals, families. It could be a team from your workplace, maybe a youth group, you know, whatever you might like, whoever you might like to group up with. Mm-hmm. If you are an individual, don't let that deter you, because we will pair you up with someone. Registration is at the Grand Rapids Lions Club in the morning, where you will receive your raking assignment. We'll serve you a hot breakfast. Mm-hmm. We'll have pancakes and fruit and some other things, and then send you out to rake. And our goal is that 90-ish, depending upon registrations, mm-hmm. but about 90 yards will get raked that day by noon. In the event that we have, you know, we're not going to, but if we had mm-hmm. any kind of inclement weather or something mm-hmm. like that, we do still rake. And then if for some reason, you know, we can't get through all of them, our good friends at the River Kings usually help us the following week, you know, just to say, hey, you know, we might have five left over or mm-hmm. something like that. I know you personally, James, have helped us later in the week. You know, the Saturday didn't work, but you've said, hey, I can help mm-hmm. out a little bit. So, you know, there's a possibility, but our goal is really to do it all that day. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to have perfect weather.
Yeah, me too. I've already talked to Mother Nature about this, put in a note. Yeah.
So to register, you also visit our website, uwswac.org, and you can register your volunteers. If you are a group leader, you can register everyone in your group. Rakers get a free t-shirt. Those are while supplies last. We do have 450 shirts. Last year we had 450 volunteers. Wow. But... you know, sizes are just because mm-hmm. we have to guess when we order. So they just are as they come and go. So we keep that updated. If it says it's sold out, then pick a different size. So I do encourage you to register early. If you know you're going to do it, hop on and register so that you for sure get your t-shirt.
And again, one of those things where whether you're a group, a business, or an individual, we want you to be a part of this. Many hands make light work. And this is one of the greater things that I think the United Way does, but one of the greater examples of one of the best things the United Way does, and strangers helping strangers, and neighbors helping neighbors, and some of that. And it's one of my favorite days of the year. You bop around this town and you see all these shirts of the same color and all
red.
These.
Oh, red,
that's
this
right,
year.
The red this year. Yeah, I love that. It's perfect. It's a perfect day. And looking forward to it. And we will have nice weather. We will.
So one of the other things we've got going on right now is you can sign up to be a reading mentor. So we have open spaces at Grant Elementary, at Port Edwards Elementary, and at Meade Elementary. So we have three schools that have openings. Two of our schools have already filled, but we do have openings at those schools. So you can find out more information by visiting uwswac.org. When you first pull up our website, there's like a rotating, mm-hmm. we call it a banner. You know, it mm-hmm. kind of rotates across the front. Just wait till the one pops up that says Reading Mentors, and then you can click on that and you can get information on what's available at each school. But the other thing that we really have, you know, cooking right now is Shalina and I are out doing campaign presentations. Mm-hmm. So if you are a business that is interested in having us come and chat with your team, with your employees, maybe you already have a regular standing staff meeting. Mm-hmm. We could take 5 or 10 minutes of that. Some organizations, like this coming Wednesday, actually our friends at Prevail Bank are having a couple of meetings just for, you know, they're just put in place so that we can come and chat with people. So those are the opportunities, you know, that really are out there so that we can get the word out about United Way. And, you know, sharing, sometimes it's sharing those messages. Well, always it's sharing those messages like mm-hmm. what Shalina shared about her experience herself mm-hmm. as, you know, why she kind of got involved as a donor. But then also, you know, talking about the fact that there's 30 programs that we help to fund and 10 initiatives. And what does that mean? You know, so what, right? Like, what does that mean? And so in true form, this happens every year. But Shalina got to do her first presentation this year for Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools.
Oh.
So that's in the PAC in front of like 750 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty big.
A bunch of kids. So not nerve-wracking at all. No.
Actually, it wasn't that bad.
Good.
Yeah, I was really very nervous in the beginning. But then once we were up,
But it is a little nerve-wracking, you know, as you're watching the auditorium fill, and this is the first day back for all staff, you know, so I mean, it can be a little
good
intimidating. What I love about it is I can say every year to the campaign chair, there, that was your biggest one.
Yeah.
Check.
Done.
Yeah.
Oh, good on you for doing that. Yeah, good on you. And very, very well played by you, Terry. Very well played. As we're wrapping up, I do want to remind people that when it comes to those presentations that Terry's touching on there, they can be longer, they can be shorter. You guys can work with them on time frame as far as how long you're going to take up and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just actually had a company that is a little bit more regional, and they asked me today, this morning, you know, could you jump on a Zoom with us? Because we do our staff meeting on Zoom. I'm like, yep, we can do, you know, we can. I can do pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Or I'll try.
trust me on that one, everybody. I've seen that. Yes.
The only time is sometimes we get backed up on time, you know, like we get double booked.
Yeah.
But I also always have, you know, we might have Shalina and I divide, or we have a former campaign chair willing, or I just have another staff member jump in, right? Like our staff members should be as well versed on what's happening as what Shalina or I might be. So sometimes we do just double up because that's what works best for the companies. But if you are interested in a presentation, and we also, I'm also very willing to talk to like civic groups, because we've had different clubs, you know, the Lions Club, the Rotary Club say, hey, come talk to us. Or even churches, a women's group or something like that. But you just get in touch with us and connect with Stephanie in our office. She's the keeper of the calendar, but she certainly can schedule that. I can schedule that if, you know, you just zip me an email. We do have a form online that you can fill out, however is most convenient. I mean, my goal is to have 10 avenues and you pick which one makes the most sense to you. And then we'll work it out from there.
Keep in mind, you can find out more information, register for some of these things, and volunteer by going to uwswac.org. That's uwswac.org. You can also call 211 and and find the same information and register for these as well. And follow the United Way on social media. Share their posts. It's a great way to not only impact your community, but keep up to date on the great things they are doing over there. Thank you both so much for the time. Appreciate you. We'll talk again real soon.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
Again, uwswac.org. Be sure to bookmark that webpage, everybody, and keep on listening. We'll be back with more fun on Midday Magazine here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that just a bit outside the movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You got to go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Kristen Wolf returns from Democrats Abroad. If you live overseas, your vote counts too. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. Matinere on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matinere on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps. This model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS.